From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Printed Network.
I'll see your sanctus and raise you a pater noster. And I'll raise you back a credo. You better have enough to cover. If not, you'll have to answer to the Godvater. Today is Monday, June 4, 2007. We are in, guess what, the ninth week of Ordinary Time. Yesterday was the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, or for short, Trinity Sunday. This past weekend, we had some visitors that I haven't seen in about 10 years, the Franciscan Apostolic Sisters. This is a religious order based in the Philippines, and I actually worked with some sisters from this order during my stay at Precious Blood Church up in Woonsocket. This was about 8 years, from 1989 to about 1997. And for about a year or so, they also served as our choir. And they've also doubled as CCD teachers, extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. And they once even served me ginger and lemon when I once had absolutely no voice left. Anywho, two of the sisters, Sister Magdalena and Sister Lourdes, came to Tiverton to drum up some financial help for their mission in the Philippines. Sister Lourdes was at Precious Blood while I was up there. I had played for the Mass where she and two other sisters from that order had made their vows back in 1992. Well, Saturday they came to Mass a couple of minutes late due to being lost, but they got there. And it was amazing that after not seeing the sisters in about 10 years, Sister Lourdes still recognized my voice. She was telling me she no sooner heard me start singing, all of a sudden she goes, "Hey, that's Brian." And Sister Magdalena told a really cool story about a couple of former minor league ball players up in their 90s, Joe and Mo. Well, Joe and Mo got talking. Now, Joe was on his deathbed, and he was asking Mo, you know, if there's any baseball in heaven. Well, a couple of days later, Joe passed on. Soon after, Mo suddenly heard this voice. "Mo, Mo, it's me, Joe." "Joe? No. Yeah, it's me, Joe. Where are you?" "Up in heaven. I have some good news and I have some bad news." Mo turned around and said, "Well, what's the good news?" "There is baseball in heaven. And all our old buddies are up here too. And we're all young again, and every day's like spring." "That's great," Mo said. "Now, what's the bad news?" Joe confessed. "You're pitching Tuesday. Today we're going to meet the Godvater. He's one of those guys that comes around every year on Trinity Sunday. The Godvater. But first, let's look at some feasts for the week with those lovely jungle screechers."
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Thank you, jungle screechers.
Feast for this week brought to you by Instant Liturgy Sabotage. Just add gather. Well, despite the fact that Trinity and Corpus Christi are white vestment Sundays, we are in our second week back into the green season. We are in the ninth week of Ordinary Times. Let's check out what we have here.
One day.
Feria.
Tuesday.
Obligatory Memorial, St. Boniface.
Wednesday.
Optional Memorial, St. Norbert.
Thursday and Friday.
Ferrier.
Saturday.
Optional Memorials, St. Ephraim. And, of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday.
Sunday.
The Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, also known as Corpus Christi. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great saints. Christos Vintage Semi-Live. At the Neighborhood Softball Field. Greetings. Bitmap here. Hey, we're back at the softball field watching the last two games of the regular season. Yeah, my daughter Brittany had a doubleheader. Season will be extended by at least another month or so as she's also made the All-Star team. So yeah, it's going to get pretty intense over the next few weeks out here. This field has pretty much become our second home. But while we're here, let's go through the music for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The music we did at Mass just last weekend. Our opening hymn was God We Praise You, taken from the Te Deum by Christopher Idle. Well, Christopher Idle didn't write the Te Deum, he wrote a translation. The tune is Nettleton, which comes from the Repository of Sacred Music by John Wyeth from back in 1813. The Gloria comes from Mass 8, that is the Missa de Angelis. There goes another one. Also part of the Jubilate Deo collection of Mass chants. The Psalm of the Day is Psalm 8, which goes with the antiphon, O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. We did that one too, to Psalm Tone 8G. The Alleluia for the summer months will be the Mode 6 Alleluia. The Alleluia is the Mode 6 Alleluia. That's the one that goes, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A lot of good hitting going on today. What can I tell you? And the verse of the day is sung to Psalm Tone 6F. And now, let us cut out some of this noise and we'll play the refrain of our offertory. That refrain, O Most Holy Trinity, undivided unity. Holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored. That was a double. Anyways, that refrain I just read off to you, that comes from O God, Almighty Father. Now, the refrain itself is in the public domain. Also appears in a hymn called God, Father, Praise, and Glory. The reason we didn't do the verses on this particular hymn is because the hymn we actually did was O God, Almighty Father. That copyright is owned by the Liturgical Press. That copyright is owned by the Liturgical Press. The verses were written by Erwin Udeluch, who is a Capuchin Franciscan. And the tune is called Gott Vater sei gepriesen. which originated from a hymnal in Mainz, Germany, in the 19th century. Thus,
Gott Vater.
The Sanctus and Agnus Dei were taken from the People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. The Memorial Acclamation and Amen were from the Danish Amen tone. The Lord's Prayer is the chant in English. Communion, Lord, You Give the Great Commission, text by Jeffrey Rawthorne. The tune, Abbot's Lee, written by Cyril Vincent Taylor, also copyrighted. And finally, here's our recessional hymn, well, the first verse of it anyways. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Reginald Heber wrote the beloved text. John Bacchaeus Dykes wrote the tune, Nicaea. And we'll be back.
Hello, this is Archbishop Wilton Gregory of the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and I would like to invite listeners of this podcast to attend the 2007 Eucharistic Congress in Atlanta, Georgia, on June 8th and 9th. This year, we will also feature the third annual Healing Mass on Friday evening, June 8th. As in previous years, this year's schedule of dynamic speakers will enrich your lives as they reflect and teach about different aspects of the Eucharist. Each year, the Eucharistic Congress brings Catholics from all over the Archdiocese of Atlanta and beyond. Cars, buses, and caravans come from around the state and country to join the worship and teaching event. Consistently over the past several years, over 20,000 people attended this free event at the Georgia International Convention Center. This year, our theme is taken from John 6:27. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him, God the Father has placed His seal of approval. This event is free and does not require tickets. Come and see.
Don't do this at church. Every year at this time, some lucky parish sings of the Gott Vater. It may not be the same English text in every parish. I can guarantee you that it isn't. Some parishes sing it in the form of O God Almighty Father, like we did. Others use All Praise and Glad Thanksgiving. Others used sing prayers to our Creator. And others have the great fortune of using Godfather, praise, and glory. Probably the most direct translation from the German, Gott Vater sei gepriesen. What's lovely about this hymn, especially words-wise, all of these are sung to the same tune, like we just mentioned. But no matter which one you use, it's got this beautiful Trinitarian structure. The verses have a verse to God the Father, the second verse to God the Son, and the third verse to God the Holy Spirit. And the refrain in each of these has some kind of invocation of praise or blessings to the Holy Trinity. Let's look at these. O God Almighty Father was the first text I learned as a child that was of the Gott Vater species. This text is owned by the Liturgical Press, copyrighted in 1959. The author, a Capuchin Franciscan named Father Erwin Udalusch. And this is the same Father Udalusch that also gave us O Sacrament Most Holy. Now, up around 1970-ish and during the early 70s, this hymn also appeared in J.S. Pollock's old monthly missalette. Now, in the mid-70s, it disappeared from the Pollock Monthly, but stuck around in liturgical press books, namely the hymnal Book of Sacred Song and the missalette celebrating the Eucharist. O God Almighty Father resurfaced in 1986 in GIA's hymnal Worship, 3rd edition, and now even appears in some of OCP's products. Sing Praise to Our Creator was written by Omer Westendorf back in the early 60s and is owned by World Library Publications. The first major hymnal this hymnal cited in was the 1965 People's Mass Book. It eventually made its way into the Pollock Monthly Missalette as well, and later into the hymnal We Celebrate. GIA's hymnal Ritual Song, published in 1997, also carries this well-known hymn. The refrain is almost the same as that in O God Almighty Father. The only exception, the first line, O Most Holy Trinity, was changed to Praise the Holy Trinity. Now, two hymnals, the Adoremus Hymnal and the Episcopal Hymnal of 1982, set the text of Sing Praise to Our Creator to the tune Christus, der ist mein Leben, which translates Christ, who is my life. All Praise and Glad Thanksgiving was written by Father Melvin Farrell and published by Oregon Catholic Press, or for short, OCP. This text has been in the music issue every year since its inception in the late 70s. The refrain for this particular text is totally different, but pretty much has the same idea, praising the entire Trinity. Now, since 2005, O God Almighty Father has also been appearing in OCP music issues, thus giving the musician two options of singing Gott Vater. Finally, my favorite Gott Vater text. This one resides in what's called the public domain. In other words, there is no copyright to it. If there was at any point, it's expired. God Father, Praise and Glory, written by John Rothensteiner, who lived from 1860 up until 1936. This setting appears in the Adoremus Hymnal, as well as GIA's 1975 hymnal Worship 2. A couple of earlier hymnals, like Pius X, also contain this text, but with a slight change in the third verse. The earlier hymnals used the lines, Life, Love, and Sacred Unction, Our Weakness Now Supply, instead of the current, Life, Love, and Holy Wisdom, Our Weakness Now Supply. I'm guessing the reason for the change was when they had changed the name of the Sacrament of Extreme Unction to simply the Sacrament of the Anointing of the Sick. So they kind of dropped that Sacred Unction cliche in there. Here is Godfather Praise and Glory, as it appears in Worship 2, hymn number 97. Another beloved Trinitarian hymn is Joshua Burke, our Podsafe guest of the day.
Cherubim and seraphim. see.
Joshua Burke, Holy, 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 the classic Heber and Dykes hymn, God in Three Persons, Blessed Trinity. Joshua Burke, courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com, and don't forget Joshua Burke's site, www.joshuaburke.org. We'll have the link in the show notes anyways. In the meantime, don't touch that.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Now with Chantcast. Don't do this at church.
Funnier than archaic language. But less politically correct than inclusive language. It's hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn, here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Inflationary language game is brought to you by St. Sabina's Church. Anyways, today we're going to do Godfather Praise and Glory in inflationary language. And here we go. Godfather Praise and Glory, thy children bring three thee. Thy grace and peace three mankind shall now five ever be. O most holy quadnity, undivided binity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored. And thou, Lord co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son, O Jesus, King anointed, who has redemption too. O most holy quadnity, undivided binity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored. O Holy Ghost Quininor, thou gift of God most high, like love and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply. O most holy quadnity, undivided binity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
Christus Vincit.
Us.
Hey, speaking of fun, here's a little fun Crystal's Vintage trivia for you. See if you can guess where this chant comes from, okay? The only hint I will give you is the text you're about to hear is Ave Maria.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis nunc, et in hora mortis nostrae, amen.
Anybody has an idea where that came from? Feel free to chime in on our message board.
Ego sum pianis Michaelis pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Get thee to Podcast Alley, or go to dig.com. Old Christus Vincit anywhere, says that snark with the facial hair. So let's vote for our podcast. If we don't win, that's okay. For it's one quick click of your mouse, vote for us today.
Hey, Brian Michael Page from Christus Vincit Anywhere. Don't forget to give us that vote at Podcast Alley or go to dig.com and give us your dig. It's quick and easy and one or two easy steps. Also, don't forget to leave us some feedback at the message boards.
For it's one quick click of your mouse vote for us today.
And while you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Just one quick note here before we close off our show. The Blogger's Choice voting has been extended. Originally, the date for the awards was June 2nd. It has now been pushed to November 10th. So that gives another 4 more months of voting. That should give pretty much all the blogs a fair shot, and including the podcasts. So don't forget that Christus Vincit, the blog, is running in Best Religion Blog category, and Christus Vincit Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. Even if we don't win, it would be great to see a Catholic blog and a Catholic podcast on top of all this. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christus Vincit Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Christus Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B-Team, Rat Singers Rottweilers, and... Oh, yeah, the Crystals Vincent Network.